This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, June 27, Living by Faith. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children, because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the application of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell, after the army had marched around them for 7 days. By faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. In this chapter of Hebrews, we find a long list of people whom we could call heroes of faith. These are descriptions of people whose faith in God showed in their actions as they lived out their everyday lives. Faith is intended to be lived out. Abraham and Sarah trusted God's promises to take them to a new land and to give them descendants. It took a long time for these promises to be fulfilled, but they trusted God and He fulfilled those promises. Moses trusted God to guide him in leading his people out of slavery in Egypt. It took a long time and a lot of hard work, and through a series of miracles, God delivered the people. Then Moses served God for many more years, bringing God's law to the people, setting up the worship of God, and teaching the people how to live God's way. Rahab, an outsider, declared her faith in God and became one of God's people when the Lord took them back into the land promised to Abraham. She became one of the great, great grandmothers of Jesus. As we live our lives, let us do so in faith. Often we need the confidence and assurance of what we cannot see. Our faith will be made sight when Christ comes again. He is the one who has saved us from our sin. He is the one who is faithful. So we're called to live out our lives in response to Him. Pray with me. Lord, help us to live our lives in faith. Empower us to respond to Your call to follow You wherever You lead. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.